Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, February 14th, 2019. A little bit of a shorter podcast today because a big part of the show was our karaoke duet that we had with producer Dan and Annie, but we don't have the rights to any of that music, so we can't post it. But we are going to have War of the Roses. Annie got a trading card for Valentine's Day, which she thinks is very romantic, and we have an awesome new jingle. I mean, the bit is good too, Tinder Tales. But the open, take a listen.
Her online love life is not going great. Fail after fail on date after date.
Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time. Don't call her fat or a liar or she'll kick your behind.
Yeah,
yeah, she will. Send Kennedy an email or send her a text. And if you are named George, thank you next.
Thank you next, George.
Now is the time to hear the stories of her dating best. These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
We got your new jingle,
wow.
Kennedy.
Thanks, guys.
The house band killed it on that one.
Wow.
All right, so we've had a guy.
Like that's better than anything I'm about to say.
We've had a guy who said you were lying on your Tinder with your pictures and called you fat. We had a guy that called you the C word.
Correct.
What is the next edition of the Tinder Tales?
So we talked briefly about this. I'll try and be as quick as I can. So there was a boy I was going on dates with, but we had to reschedule three times.
Okay. Yeah.
Because just life gets
schedule.
In the way.
To use a fishing metaphor, cut bait.
See, and Salt wanted me not to see him anymore.
Yeah.
But so we went and had dinner on Monday. Mm-hmm. It was an awesome dinner. Mm-hmm. We had steak and wine. It was lovely.
Right.
When's the next date?
Okay, I'm going to get to that.
By the way, I don't mind that it's taking you a long time to get this done. Some things are worth waiting for.
I'm not trying to get anything done. I'm just trying to not stay home every
night. No, I mean by a date.
And I'm trying to... I'm very uncomfortable around people one-on-one. So this, for me, is stepping outside of my comfort zone, too. But I'm not necessarily trying to get married tomorrow. So I'm doing what I'm doing, which is fine. So we're getting near the end of our time. We've talked for 3 hours, nowhere to awkward silences.
Good date.
Like, that's a good date.
Okay.
So we get near the end, and I said to him, I put on my glasses and pulled out my phone. I'm like, can you pull out your phone so we can figure out when we can have date number two or three?
Oh, boy.
So you got out your iCal?
Yep.
What month are we going to be in?
March.
She's like June.
Like
you guys,
the end
you guys
of March.
Have seen my calendar. Yeah.
And so Salt's argument is if you're not in a hurry to get it done quicker, then maybe you just cut bait.
No, that's not my argument.
What is your argument?
My argument is every time you guys try to do something, it literally takes them four changes in plans because the two of you are just too busy for one another.
Yeah.
You're just too busy. You're always ships passing in the night. You're never going to find time. And just stop wasting each other's time because it might be super fun. But it's going to be super fun every 3 months when you finally get together.
But what's the problem with
that? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
At this point right now.
What do you have against Kennedy finding love if it takes
a long
time? I want her to find love.
Or a date.
I just don't want her to be frustrated when she's got to reschedule all the time because after a while, that's not going to be fun.
We know Kennedy. She's got a lot of, was it irons in the fire?
Yeah.
I mean, there's
he's a nice enough fella.
The part of the problem is you. You have a lot of stuff too.
Without question.
I mean, you look at her calendar and it's crazy.
But he has one of those jobs. He's a fire person. He works, you know, 24-hour shifts.
You can't schedule fire.
Right.
And he got a kid. So I never, and I'm million years will I ever get between a dad and his kids. So
absolutely.
It's that. But I thought it was very sort of 2000 whatever that at the end of a date, you have to pull out your phone and say,
head to the Google calendar, please.
It literally is just exactly what my shrink says to me every week. He goes, you know, when it's time to wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay, so schedule for next week then.
Schedule for next week then.
Like, not our time's up. Like, I could be in love with a sentence. So schedule for next week then.
Sure.
Yeah, it seems very clinical.
That's what we did. I think it's in March.
It's okay that you don't have the time.
I don't care.
You got a dog, you got a therapist, and you got an open date once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I got a couple other people in there for the mix,
Exactly.
So.
Right.
Flavor of the week, both.
I have no problem with it. And he didn't call you a fat or a nasty name when you were out on your date.
He seems like a nice
guy. That's a win.
He is a very nice person, a good dad. He's he's a nice, nice person.
These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
Jessie's.
I feel like you have to turn and look at the camera. When that
oh, right, yeah. Yes.
Like that.
80s. Like the office pan?
Yes.
Yes. We're making that video. We're making that video.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh my God.
Heather's in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, so what's going on? I'm doing all right. What's going on with you and Ryan?
Yeah, so I've been dating a guy for almost a year. We're both super busy, so, you know, like, it's just seeing each other can be kind of a challenge. But we've been making it work, or so I thought. I don't know. I just heard Kennedy talk a lot about her Tinder fails, and after the last one, my stomach just dropped.
Tinder tales, not Tinder fails. Is it,
well,
Kennedy?
It's kind of both.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like something's not quite right because he's on his phone all the time, and I see him swiping when he's on it, and he's not scrolling.
Very, very different things.
Yeah.
Yes,
very,
it is.
Very different mannerisms.
Yep. And I looked up how to find someone on Tinder, and I found him.
Oof. Should have led with that.
Yeah, I'm just freaking out a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so you understand how roses works. We're going to keep you on the line. We'll three-way call. Ryan Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering him a dozen long-stemmed red roses. She's going to use the name Shelly. Are you ready, Shelly?
I'm ready.
And be very quiet while this is happening, Heather, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak with Ryan?
Speaking.
Hi, Ryan. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And I wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Three roses?
Yep.
Okay, sweet.
All right, well, let's start with the card. So can you tell me who you'd like to send them to?
I'm not sure the address. We've just been chatting online, and I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't we just get a name and the card and stuff, and then we can just figure the rest out as we go. Sound good?
No, we don't need to figure anything out. It's been figured out. You're cheating.
Okay. Heather, hang on a second. Ryan?
I'm confused.
Yeah, Ryan?
Yeah?
This is Carson and Kennedy from Mix 104.1, and this is called War of the Roses. And we have your girlfriend on the phone, Heather.
Okay, I'm confused. I'm on the radio. What's happening?
Oh, I'll tell you what's happening. You no longer have a girlfriend, you f***wad. That's what's happening.
Whoa. Babe, calm down. I don't understand why you're mad.
Oh, my God.
I was just going to send roses to my boss. I don't know her address, and, like, we only talk over text, so that's why I said that.
Do you think I'm stupid? Is that what you think? Your boss is a man.
Oh.
I listen when you talk, unlike you. It seems like you only listen on Tinder.
Tinder? I'm not on Tinder. I haven't been on Tinder in, like, a year.
Get out your phone. I'm literally going to send you the screenshot of your profile right now.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you idiot. I'm done here. Best of luck on Tinder. I'm sure you find someone way better than me. And Kennedy, just watch out for him.
Okay, girl.
What just happened?
I totally don't understand what's happening. Who's Kennedy?
Claire, yeah.
Hang up on Ryan, please. Oh, my gosh.
Man, that guy seems really confused.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie got the most romantic Valentine's Day gift in the history of Valentine's Day, and she didn't even know she got it. A guy slid it into her pocket while they were out on a date last night, Kennedy.
That's like old school sliding in the DM.
Really?
It's like putting a note in a girl's locker back in the day or something like that.
That was the day.
Or, you know, like trying to like slip it in, you know, in the pocket of her jeans without her feeling it or anything like that. Like just zip, zip.
So the funny thing is that all week long, producer Dan has been trying to get Annie to come to see the light of Valentine's Day.
Yep.
To fill your heart a little bit with the love because you feel like it's not there yet.
And all he needed to do was give me this. And I think it would have been fine.
Now tell us quickly about the guy before you tell us what he did.
Okay, so I met him a couple months ago. Lives in Southie. Like, really nice kid. We've been out, but it's not going to get there for me, I don't think.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he's really, really nice. And, you know, that's really not what I usually go for, which is bad. I know. But that's a whole other can of worms.
Why did he decide to, like, the 13th was the date that he wanted to take you out?
Well, he's the one that asked me if I wanted to go out on Valentine's Day.
And you said, no, I can't handle that pressure.
So he's like, what about the 13th?
That's crazy. So he was like, well, what about Wednesday? And I'm like, oh, fine. Kennedy even was like, that's dangerously close. I was like, I know. But we'll throw this kid a bone.
He wore you down.
Because after midnight, you know.
He was grinding. He was grinding to get you to go out on the 14th.
Weekday
dates. Todd out here for a player.
What do they think we are? Weekday dates. Jeez, do they understand nothing?
It's a tough life.
Where did you go for the day? You go somewhere romantic?
Yeah, real romantic. JJ Foley's.
You know, says love bite fried cheese.
Did he have a coupon?
It was a Groupon for buy one get one potato skins.
Was it with a group of people or just the two of you?
I think you get a gift card when you move into Southie that to JJ Foley's. You just get automatically $20. You can use it to anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Foley's money.
No,
I got JJ bucks.
He's definitely someone that likes nicer things, and I was like, I'm really. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't want you to feel like you have to take me out to like a fancy dinner. I'm more like a dive bar. Let's chill. Let's talk.
So he hit it out of the park.
So he was like, all right, well, this is what she wants to do.
Right.
I
don't understand all of this. Why don't you like him? Is there just no chemistry there?
He's too nice.
No, I like hanging out with him. We have a great time together. I don't think I'm ready to like someone like that. I'm not ready to like dive in heavy into like anything committed.
I gotcha.
It's just not what I want to do.
It's not always has to be because you go on a date with someone. There has to be romance and fireworks.
No.
I get that.
Yeah, and I don't want to be unfair and keep hanging out with him. I'm like wicked honest. I'm like, I don't like you like that. If you like me like that, I don't want this to be something that's going to hurt you in the end. And he's like, no, I mean, I have a good time with you, so why not?
Yeah.
But what he gave me... So I am a huge Celtics fan. I love Jaylen Brown like more than life itself.
Yeah.
And he gave me a Jaylen Brown rookie card.
Like, it's not just a rookie card.
It's in like a glass frame.
It is in mint condition. If you were a collector, you would love to have that.
But the best part is he cut out this little blurb that says, "Be my Valentine," and taped it on with scotch tape. First of all, you ruined the rookie card.
Well, thankfully, he didn't stick it
on the card.
It's on the case.
It's on the case.
So
the card is fine.
So we're going to have to chisel it off
somehow. But the fact that he put that Valentine's Day sticker on there, that ruined it for me.
It's a little like text cloud right next to Jalen's head.
Yeah. But if you look at it, it's not him. It's Jalen asking asking you to be his Valentine.
Which is even better.
So this guy's classy. I like this kid.
He looks like an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
He gave you a trading card of your all-time favorite player.
So when did you find out that he gave this to you? Because you said he slid it into your pocket and you didn't even know.
So I got home, I took off my coat, and I reached into my pocket to get my phone out. And I was like, what the heck is in my pocket? And I found it, and I was like, I like almost started to cry. I don't know why. I don't know if my bar is set.
Sweet.
My bar is set very low, but I've never got something like this.
You're not used to people doing nice
things.
He's
nice. He's thoughtful. It seems like he's a little romantic. You know, he hears who you are as a person, and you want nothing to do with
him. No, he's not hearing us here as a person, because she's told him, I'm not here for you, and he keeps coming in. So you know what I mean? He's not listening.
No, he just keeps being himself, and it seems like you're becoming more...
No, he's not listening to what she wants.
He keeps asking her out, she keeps going, so that's what's... You know, they're just the two of them are just having fun. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, I don't want to make this into something.
He
and
thinks
I don't...
he's going to make it into something. There's no way he doesn't.
I think that's just goofy and funny.
I'm like,
I don't even care.
He hit it out of the park.
That's hilarious.
I had a boyfriend for 5 years, and I never got something like this.
See,
ever.
And this is what I can tell you, and I did this in previous relationships where I dated a girl, and in the beginning she would tell me, she's just like, well, I'm not interested in you like that. We're just going to be friends. I'm like, all right, cool. But I just waited because I knew once you got to know me and I just wear her down and then we ended up dating.
Yeah, wearing them down. That's so romantic.
That makes it seem like...
That's not creepy.
Little stalker.
It's not creepy. It's
I'm just going to wear you down.
If you like somebody, sometimes it takes more than one date to figure it out. Sometimes you don't see it right
away.
They've been on
11.
Sometimes it takes a year.
We've been on 25 dates.
And so how did those relationships work out for you then?
Because they all worked out
here. They're not here. They're not the people, you know what I mean?
Just because they didn't work out that I didn't marry them doesn't mean I didn't have a successful... I had lots of successful relationships outside of my wife. There were a bunch of crappy ones, too.
I'm just not here for the relationships. Right, I'm not... Right. You can't tie me down yet, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wild out. It's roaring 20s.
It's an adorable gift, though.
It's so nice. I feel so bad.
All right, we'll take a picture of
Get Annie. Crazy at Foley's.
Annie got a...
Crazy at Foley's.
Boston Celtics Jaylen Brown rookie card.
Mint condition.
Mint. That's Jim Mint 10.
I don't even know what that means.
I want somebody to see if you got anything
it's
better.
It's worth $24.95, so hang on to that.
Honestly, I'm going to keep it for 10 years and sell this bad boy.
Better than flowers.
Way better than flowers and chocolate. Don't give me any of that garbage.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.